Today's reading begins in Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 15. Jeremiah 13, verse 15. Hear and give ear, be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he brings darkness, before your feet stumble on the twilight mountains, and while you look for light, he turns it into gloom and makes it deep darkness. But if you will not listen, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock has been taken captive. Say to the king and the queen mother, take a lowly seat, for your beautiful crown has come down from your head. The cities of the Negeb are shut up, with none to open them. All Judah is taken into exile, wholly taken into exile. Lift up your eyes and see those who come from the north. Where is the flock that was given you, your beautiful flock? What will you say when they set as head over you those whom you yourself have taught to be friends to you? Will not pangs take hold of you like those of a woman in labor? And if you say in your heart, why have these things come upon me? It is for the greatness of your iniquity that your skirts are lifted up and you suffer violence. Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Then also you can do good who are accustomed to do evil. I will scatter you like chaff driven by the wind from the desert. This is your lot, the portion that I have measured out to you, declares the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in lies. I myself will lift up your skirts over your face, and your shame will be seen. I have seen your abominations, your adulteries and neighings, your lewd whorings on the hills in the field. Woe to you, O Jerusalem! How long will it be before you are made clean? The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns, and her gates languish. Her people lament on the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem goes up. Her nobles send their servants for water. They come to the cisterns. They find no water. They return with the vessels empty. They are ashamed and confounded and cover their heads, because the ground that is dismayed since there is no rain on the land. The farmers are ashamed. They cover their heads. Even the doe in the field forsakes her newborn fawn because there is no grass. The wild donkeys stand on the bare heights. They pant for air like jackals. Their eyes fail because there is no vegetation. Though our iniquities testify against us, act, O Lord, for your name's sake. For our backslidings are many. We have sinned against you. O you hope of Israel, its Savior in time of trouble, why should you be like a stranger in the land, like a traveler who turns aside to tarry for a night? Why should you be like a man confused, like a mighty warrior who cannot save? Yet you, O Lord, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Do not leave us. Thus says the Lord concerning his people. They have loved to wander thus. They have not restrained their feet. Therefore the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. The Lord said to me, do not pray for the welfare of this people. Though they fast, I will not hear their cry. And though they offer burnt offerings and grain offering, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say to them, you shall not see the sword, nor shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. And the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I did not send them, nor did I command them or speak to them. They are prophesying to you a lying vision, worthless divination, and the deceit of their own minds. Therefore thus says the Lord concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, although I did not send them, and who say, sword and famine shall not come upon this land. By sword and famine those prophets shall be consumed, and the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem, victims of famine and sword, with none to bury them, their wives, their sons, and their daughters. For I will pour out their evil upon them. You shall say to them this word, let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter of my people is shattered with a great wound, with a very grievous blow. If I go out into the field, behold those pierced by the sword. And if I enter the city, behold the diseases of famine. For both prophet and priest ply their trade through the land and have no knowledge. Have you utterly rejected Judah? Does your soul loathe Zion? Why have you struck us down so that there is no healing for us? We looked for peace, but no good came, for a time of healing, but behold, terror. We acknowledge our wickedness, O Lord, and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not spurn us for your name's sake. Do not dishonor your glorious throne. Remember and do not break your covenant with us. Are there any among the false gods of the nations that can bring rain, or can the heavens give showers? Are you not He, O Lord our God? We set our hope on you, for you do all these things. Where we began in chapter 13, Jeremiah gives this extended description of the tragedy that was going to come in the exile. There is a call to repentance here where we began, but as is stated in our reading today, even when they do cry out, it's not genuine. It also addresses the downfall of the king, how idolatry has led them to this destruction. The Lord has seen their adulteries and their abominations, and this is what is coming. Chapter 14, this judgment against Judah is described as a drought affecting the land. Such a severe drought that in the animals, a doe would even forsake a fawn because there's nothing to eat. The farmers would be ashamed. Everyone would be ashamed. And you have to realize this is a metaphor when you read that, because the shame really is not the lack of rain, but the lack of God's presence because of their sin. The Lord even tells them that they brought all of this upon themselves. Then we have the description of the prophets that are going out to tell the people that everything's going to be just fine. And God says, I didn't send them. They're not speaking on my behalf. This is all lies. So because they came out and said, there will be no sword, there will be no famine, the Lord says, they will die by the sword, and they will die by the famine. Besides all these terrible prophecies, Jeremiah still weeps for his people, and Jeremiah still has concern for them. He desires to see them to repent and turn back to God. And I think we feel that way sometimes, especially in those that have fallen away, and we watch them do so. We implore them to repent, and we hold out hope. We hold out hope over time that something will make them change so that they will repent. So we can identify just a little bit with Jeremiah, though Jeremiah was facing a terrible situation where it's his entire land. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.